Nope, I must have given it all to everybody else. That's correct, that is. That's correct, that is.
Have you been wrong there, or can you just look over to on your thing?
No, I don't. I'm sorry I didn't keep two of them out. Does anyone have an agenda sheet that you would share?
Can we look at some more copies?
If you want, yes. Joe's in the office.
That's good, that would be.
I forgot to kick.
All right, all stand and say the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag and the United States of America. To the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, justice, for all. Terry, you want to come up?
Morning.
Morning.
Just got a couple little issues here for you. We're still battling the road grader, so the blade mix has been a little slow. Supposedly today and today's they get it going. Mr. Button got our new salt shed roof on last week, so we're all good to go there. So thank you. The only other thing I got was on this, Jessica wants a colored copier for her office. Do we know whether we're under contract or anything on that?
I guess you need to get a hold of Willie. I mean, he would know. I don't know. He would probably know better than anybody.
Bottom line is, I'll have her get a hold of Willie. And you're going to get a new IT director today? That's the plan for. Okay. One way or the other, whether we got to buy it out of our budget or whatever, we can do that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
It's around $900.
You got someplace you can take that out of?
We was going to originally put it in our budget for next year, but then it'd be January for spring that. She can use it now, I guess is what I'm trying to say. It's handy. So the bottom line is, if we got to move something from the office supplies or something like that, we'll do that, okay? And other than that, I don't really have anything unless you guys got a question.
What did they figure out what's wrong with the road there?
Well, it's still seeping down on the right side. The bottom line is, rerun put a part on it. It's not the cylinder, it's in the controls on the
electronic
cylinder. Yeah. And the part that he put on there Friday helped a little bit, but still doing the same thing. He got a hold of Rudd, and they got a better plan. They're going to give him another thing today. I don't know, Ken, it's too complicated for me, but the bottom line
is. You're telling me that it's obsolete parts?
Well, the part that we got Thursday, originally he came up and told me that they couldn't find one. Somewhere along the line they found one. I believe that grader's a 97?
Yeah, 7 or 8.
So it's not, it's one of them deals where when you want a part for something like that, it's kind of hard to find. We're not ready to give up on it yet, so we'll see what we come up with today. Hopefully it'll be going, so all right?
All right.
Thanks, fellas.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
See you.
Yeah, they're extra for you.
Nikki? You're stepping in for Nikki today, okay. I got the things that she wasn't making. You weren't going to make it.
I All we have today is just the monthly stats. We're in 107 calls in June. 17 of them were PR or standbys for events. 6 were disregards, 90 were ALS calls, 17 were BLS, 2 were full arrest, and we had 2 scene flights. We did 13 transfers, which was down from the previous month because we only had 2 trucks last month because of staffing. As before, we've been trying to run 3 trucks. Average dispatched out the door time was 3 minutes. Response time was 7 minutes. We have 2 trucks that are out of service currently, so I didn't have the mileage for them. But our Francisville truck mileage was 3,112 miles for the month, and Winnemac was 2,250.
Truck that's down, you said?
Yeah, we have 2. Well, we have 1 that's down with the head gasket that's got that 6.0 motor in it, so we're not putting any money into that one. And then we have another one that's down right now for, I want to say, leaky power steering or something. So it's down getting fixed at the current time. But it was at the shop, so I couldn't pull the mileage off of it. We billed $133,671 for June, collected $59,475. Have $281,766 left in our budget for the year. Our expenses for last month were $38,137.
It's the cheapest you've had all year.
Yeah. It's amazing when that third truck's not running. Head write-offs of $1,569 for bills that were under $250 that we can't send to collections. And Medicare, Medicaid were $720. And then we're ones that are just contractually we can't bill. Got a breakdown of all the different insurances. And our collections, we received $7,333 in payments out of the collection account. And year to date, we've collected $324,776. And that's all I got for you guys. Unless you guys have any questions for us.
No, you have that other truck back on the road here shortly.
Yeah, the one will be back. It should be back on the road this week. So it shouldn't be out too long. It just broke, I want to say Friday, so over the weekend there's nowhere to take it, so. But I want to say it's down at Wagner's repair getting fixed.
So. Get along all right otherwise?
So as far as I know. So other than that, I think we're good.
You got any questions for him, Gary?
We still have one that's out on workman's comp. She's been, I guess they finally scheduled surgery for her almost a year later, so. It's taken a year to get her to have surgery. So we've been dealing with that, filling her spot, and I think we hired 4 new basics last month that have 2 of them have been released to start working the truck, and we're finishing up the FTO training on the other 2. But we don't have any paramedic applications that are...
None?
So, and I don't know where to tell you to get them from because it's not just us, it's everywhere that's short.
They're everywhere they're short, it's just not...
Yeah, it's not just Plaska County, it's everywhere. So... But other than that, I don't have anything.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yep, have a good day.
Tell Nikki we said hello.
Yep.
Nathan? I guess we'll go to Brad. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Good morning. Transfer station money is received just shy of 20. It was a pretty good month for construction. We had 13 open tops that we hauled down at 106 tons. And the other 10 were the compactors, which kind of surprises me, but that they're half and half. That's just that much we're keeping out of the compactor, though. So the average money per ton was $85, which is $5 above what we're charging, so that's still running okay. Out of the expenses, the equipment repair, $2,100 of that was that grain act that went to Doug's for that rear.
You got it fixed up.
Yeah, it's strictly going to stay in the yard. That we're swapping tires around and putting not so good tires on that one. So that was the biggie. And then, of course, the trash fee is always what it is, $7,000. But and then recycling sales, cardboard had dropped some, but this month it has picked back up again to $165 a ton.
A bit of cardboard.
Yeah. There was two loads. Every once in a while I get two loads in a month. The scrap metal hasn't moved per ton anyway. Aluminum cans were at 40. That was good. We were able to get them out along with some scrap wire. So recycling sales was pretty good for the month. Inventory, I've still got 30 bales of cardboard sitting on those till tomorrow. There's a truck coming in. And the magazines and books, I'm still looking for a place to get rid of those once we get a few more pallets.
Title buying them?
Yeah. And there is almost a full load of mixed paper and almost a full load of plastics that will be going out this month yet. Household hazardous waste day is Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
Yeah. And in the past, we've always used some help from the county garage and their loaders to load tires. So if that's all right with you, I'll be asking Terry to provide us with that.
Fine with me.
I look forward to being extremely busy Saturday morning with
tires.
Good.
What do they charge for their tires? There's so many free, ain't it?
Under 20 inch, the first 10 are free. And then anything above 20 inch, they start charging accordingly, which is $8 for like a semi tire and $15 for a
tractor tire. Now, it used to be $8 years ago.
And we do have a full load that the solid waste district will pay for, so I'm looking at probably 3 semi loads that we're going to get rid of this weekend.
But they pay for the first one.
They're going to pay for all of them.
All of them.
But I'm sitting on one that they will pay for too, so that's about $1,200 worth.
Good deal.
I don't know. The scale house is working out really well on Saturdays.
You need anything else? I mean, you need any help from anybody else or not?
Not right at this moment, I don't think.
Okay. You got any questions?
Have you did any more thinking on what you and I talked about here a couple, 3 weeks ago about the gate and stuff? Or?
A little bit. I've got the stuff to do that with. It's just time and help getting everything in order. But for safety issues, I think it's a must.
You had some real good ideas.
Thank you. As long as we can get them into play, and I'm sure there's going to be people that don't like it.
Well,
then
you're not going to get everybody happy.
They'll get used to it.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
I don't have none.
Okay. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Jeff?
Good morning. The motor for the county annex building was in their shop and repaired last Tuesday, and the motor for the courthouse elevator will be in this Thursday, so by the middle of next week both of them will be up and running. The annex roof work begins this morning. I contacted four beekeepers. ones that you guys have given me word on, and then three other ones. Nobody could do it with the amount of time they had and the cost. So Jim Kuiper was one that I called. He's got all kinds of work on his shoulders right now as far as masonry goes. He can't get over here to do it. And nobody else was interested because they had to purchase or rent a hamlet. So
what are you going to do with them?
They'll be sealed out of their house. That's all.
He may not like that.
Well, but that started today. Those guys work really fast, so it probably will be done in the next couple of days, I would imagine. The parts of the courthouse parking on the south side will be blocked this week for painting lines and putting the new ADA parking spot in. And then the Justice Center and the annex will follow that, and then eventually we'll make our way out to the county highway garage to do parking lots out there. Office measuring begins today. We're going to go through and measure all the offices so that I can have a pretty comprehensive plan for interior renovation, 7-year plan for you guys by December 1st to look over. Quotes for the final bathroom downstairs tie-in are being collected. I'll have those at the next commissioner's meeting. If you recall, one of the bathrooms is unusable. We're going to try and make that usable.
Did you have a leak down there, you said?
It's the way that the sewage lines are running. It's running to the wrong place, so we've had to shut it off. Yeah, we've got to tie it in with the other ones, so it goes to the sewer lines of the street. We'll have a permanent ADA ramp for the County Highway Garage community room within the next couple weeks, and we'll have that installed. Right now, we just have a temporary wooden ramp for ease of entrance, but that'll be changed out in the next couple weeks. You guys might have seen the email that I sent that talked about the energy savings program and how Ed Myers wanted to come up and do a lunch meeting to kind of give everybody a heads up. Kevin replied if he'd be interested. No county council member did. And that's who Ed Myers wanted to talk to.
Okay, I'll call Jay if you want me to.
I would appreciate that. The meeting's for tomorrow, so if I can get somebody to say they'll go to it before tomorrow, then we're good. If not, I'm going to have to call Ed and say we're going to have to put this all on pause. Just as a reminder for you guys on how that works, they're going to come in here, look through all of our buildings, come up with a plan on changes to make. Let's say they say that the plan is $100,000. I'm just using round numbers. Don't quote me on that. They say it's $100,000. So we spend $100,000 on the plan that they come up with. Okay, and they say that that plan will it'll pay for itself over, let's say, 5 years. So with all the changes made, we're supposed to get all of our money back within 5 years. Okay, at the end of that 5-year time, if we've only see a $20,000 return, that company has to pay us $80,000 to make up for what we didn't save. So it's almost better than a match grant because we get all of our money back.
Right. And then they'll put that in writing.
Yes, that's part of the contract. And then from that point on, we see all that savings from all the energy changes. So we're actually, ahead. So I just wanted to point that out, that it is a really good deal. That's the reason it's a good deal. And that's why he wants to talk to the council members.
Were you going to go to the...
Yeah.
Okay, so...
You want to go do it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if we can get at least one, at least one council member.
At least one.
Let me know, and then we'll figure out where we're going, and I'll have all that set up by tomorrow at noon. And then the last thing I have, I sent you guys a conference request for that conference in Indy. I have the funds in my schools and seminars, and I think it'll be a good deal for me to get involved with some of the vendors and stuff down there. Maybe save us some money with some of the renovations that we're trying to do up here. Okay.
Well, I think there's another. We'll just do them all together when we approve them.
Very good. That's all I have for now.
So, what are they going to do when they get up there with the bees? They going to spray them?
They're going to spray that coating right over where it's open, seal it all up. They're going to do the flat roof. the way they do it, they spray it so far up the sides, so it creates kind of a tub, and it hard, once it's hardened, it's like plastic, and nothing's going to get through it. They're going to do the soffit around the sides, the lower flat roof, and then the small roof on the entrance to the building, so there will be no water. Once that's done, we can start doing some of the work on the inside where we see water damage coming through the paint and that. And then I did, when I had Jim Kuiper on the phone, he's the one that quoted us last year for the repairs of the exterior of the building, and I told him that that would be the next step, so prepare himself for that. So.
Okay.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
Nathan, you want to come up?
Sure. Guys, I'm really grateful for this morning. I'm going to be quick, too. Really quick. Just kind of rolling around with, along with projects. Our farmer's breakfast is all set for August 2nd, 8:30 out at Bethel Bible program. I think it'll be really interesting. And as I think I mentioned previously, this we're hoping to be the start of continued improved outreach with the agricultural community. So doing events like this more often.
You said 8:30?
8:30 on the...
August 2nd.
Yep. On our bike routes program, we finally got the last in-down approval we needed. So we tied up loose ends on that, and also tying up loose ends on getting the river etiquette signages out and really just kind of moving along. And that's it, unless you guys have questions. Nothing.
You're here from the guy that was interested in the railroad deal, or
I've heard a little bit back from him, but they're still kind of plugging away and putting together the rest of what they need to have a more complete plan, I think.
Okay. I don't have any questions anymore. Did you get any negative feedback about any head north with that kind of trail?
I have not yet. We've had a couple of people, landowners, who have been skeptical, but for the most part, we haven't, I don't think we've had any landowners outright say no yet. But, you know, we're taking it really slowly, though, making sure that we have all the facts. And the grant, if we go forward, won't go in until next spring, so we've got a lot of time to work out any issues and make sure that, you know, DNR is on board with us getting to the state park. Vernon's on our committee and working with us and handling that end.
Right. Thanks, Nathan.
Thanks, Nathan.
Thank you. Doug?
Morning, Doug. I want to give you a mid-year report, what's going on. Here's last year's 2016. As far as the permits, we're up quite a little bit on everything, the residential, commercial, and agricultural. From last year, quite a little. So that's a good thing. As you can see, the permits by the counties or townships, some are up, some are down, some are about the same, but overall we're up than what we were last year at this time. Now, the bottom part, that's where it gets a little. We're down on the residential construction. We had a family over by Maderryville last year. They must have inherited some money, and they built three brand new homes. Bang, bang, bang. So that, we don't have that this year yet.
Right.
We're gets into the commercial, as you can see, it's quite a bit lower. The reason why that is, we had Rose Acres last year. That was a $12 million renovation. And plus we had the school. Marsh and Daniels, so we don't have that this year, so. But the agricultural is up quite a bit on that. Next page, the mileage. I'm about the same I was last year. I'm just 75 miles less this year than last year, so for all it's worth, I thought I'd pass that on to you. There's some of the conferences I've been to. Next is the revenue. Contractor fee is up quite a bit than what it has been in the past. That's a good thing. The single family home was down a little bit. I just told you about why it was down. And the commercial industrial revenue is down. And again, that was due to Rose Acres. And you can read through the rest of that. I just want to hit a few. One thing that's really interested me is a lot of electrical and HVAC. I think a lot of that to do with irrigation. A lot of irrigation. So it's up quite a bit. That's what, and that, so. Next is the blight. It's still ongoing. Your first August meeting, commissioner meeting, will have the open bids. And just let you guys know, we're going to have a pre-bid, I think, next week. And then we have to wait. It's got to be in the paper and all that good stuff. And hopefully, by end of August, we'll have that place done. That's my goal on that. So with that being said, that's about it, guys. I just sort of want to give you the mid-year, and then, of course, at the end of the year, I'll give you that. Unless you got anything for me.
You were writing up some stuff for the old building.
Yes. We're working on that. I didn't bring that.
That's fine. I know you probably got it done.
But it's been a team effort with Nathan, Chance, and I. And I go online and I go to other counties and see what they've got, you know. And Nathan put a lot into it too on that. So,
good.
The only other thing, Kevin, do you know any more about that, that place over in Madarryville?
I spoke to their lawyer Friday and told her that what I don't know is whether or not we want to be the building inspector for Madarryville.
Yeah, right.
They passed an ordinance for the year, and they said that Prescott County is their building inspector. But nobody from the county ever signed anything that said that we accepted that. So I don't know whether that's something you want to take on or not. I don't know whether you have any money to deal with that property.
No.
Or not.
Well, I got some in the budget, but
wasn't there something where the state gave you like help tear down buildings or something that was condemned?
I get budgeted for condemned buildings to the county, but not the state that I know of. But the other thing is, that guy had some money in the bank. I don't know if we can.
I got the letter from their lawyer that said that they didn't think that they could get it. So that's up to them. And we have no authority over that property that I'm aware of right now. It's owned by this deceased man, but nobody from his family has ever done anything about it. At what point can we declare it to be abandoned? And we can look into that, but do you have any money to clean that property up? And I realize they're being very boisterous about wanting it done, but aren't there about 200 houses in this county fit the same exact description?
Oh, yeah.
So.
And he wants me to come over
today. You're kind of opening a can of worms, but.
Well, if they tore it down, would it be part of the state to do it?
And they charge the state to do it?
Estate.
There is no estate. Nobody's ever opened one.
Who's going to get the money for the building if there's no lawyer?
They're lawyers, so they're not, they can't get it. They've looked into it, there's nothing they can do to get it.
What happens if there's nothing in it? The state takes it over?
The state of Indiana?
Yeah.
I have no idea, but after a long time, yeah. I would think what more likely, it would just, property taxes would not be paid, and then it would be able to go up for tax sale, and if somebody wants to buy it on tax sale, then that'd be their problem. That'd be the most logical.
How long does that take?
Just should take a little over a year. I don't know if he's paid his property taxes or not. I guess not.
Well, it's been sitting for how long?
Oh, it's been sitting for about 5 years.
Yeah, well, surely there, I don't know why it doesn't own a tax sale. I think I would check to see if it's delinquent on taxes, and then if it's, see why that certificate, maybe the certificate never got bought. Certificate, if they're a year behind on their taxes, then there'd be a tax certificate at the tax certificate sale. Somebody might have bought that. If they bought it and the owner, which didn't redeem it, then after another year, they would be able to petition for a deed. Actually, I have another year, it's a few months. Anyway, somebody might own that, but as far as we know, from the property records, it's still owned by the deceased person, so nobody bought the tax certificate probably, and nobody's applied for a deed. There's basically a free house there, somebody wants to take it over.
I sure don't want it.
It looks like we're something I'd want to tackle.
Pay the back taxes, then you have it.
Yeah. Oh, junk.
Well, I don't have anything.
Okay, I'm working on that, what we talked about.
Okay.
So.
Well, thank you.
Well, hope that helps. And oh, by the way, I'm going to a meeting end of this month, and I'm going to be talking to this lady and seeing about having them come up here with the BZA, the Planning Commission, and maybe having a half a day or a day of training. Get more understanding.
That would be nice.
Instead of you guys going down there, I'll have them come up here.
Good idea.
I think we need it.
Thanks, Doug.
Okay.
Thank you, Doug. Sharon?
Good morning. The only thing I have for you today is the town of Reynolds is interested in two of the 30K military generators that are sitting out at the county highway. And I sent an email to the sheriff last month, and he's okay with them taking over those two generators. And then for the ordinance, I sent out an email to the offices within the county that would potentially have a use for it, and I got no reply from any of them.
Yeah, seven. Move them. We're going to use them. I will move them. Somebody can use them.
Okay. Yeah. That's all I have for you. Do you have anything for me? Excuse me.
No, all you got that letter, you know, from where you went up north there that thanked us very much for letting you come up there, and they'd be very happy to have you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Circuit Court, is that Cindy?
No. That's Sherman. He probably does not have anything. It's just formation.
Okay. Jim McDaniels, I guess he isn't here yet either. He might not be coming.
He said,
"Oh, okay, I can come." Well, we want to do this. Let me make. He's got an appointment for the board, so we'll just.
Oh, yeah.
You see that?
No, I didn't see it. But
Phil Pierce.
Good morning.
Good morning.
we had a little bit of bad communication. My last name is Pieri, but okay. It'll be on all the paperwork, and you guys have been with us now going on 7 years. Currently, when you enrolled with us in 2011, at that time you came in on the variable rate, and the market got volatile, and I came in and with a great fixed rate for you. The savings wasn't quite what you wanted at the time. Today you'll see much different numbers. You're currently on the variable rate. That fixed rate ran out, and natural gas currently is very low. But in the last 3 years since you've seen me last, something's been going on with the utility company on their interstate transportation storage and demand charge. Today, if you look at the line one, NIPSCO's current fixed price, as posted right off their website, is 0.535 pennies per therm. Our offer is to purchase the next 3 years worth of gas for you in advance at no expense to you. And NIPSCO's interstate is 0.3838 pennies per therm. And you can see that's their cost would be $153,200.71 for that natural gas. Our current offer to you now is 10 cents per therm below our last offer at 0.3995 pennies per therm. Our interstate has always only been 8 cents as long as you've ever been with us. Our total cost is 79,000. Line six, 951.83 for a yearly savings of 24,416.29. 3 year savings of 73,248.88 pennies per therm. I wouldn't expect to see those prices stay down that low too much longer. One thing I did bring with me that I would like to show you is two other things. Currently, you're as a commercial account, NIPSCO, this is printed right off their website for the month of July. That's their total cost for them on the variable rate.
That's their cost.
That's, yeah, if you're a customer now. If you're residential, rate 401, it's on a different
Line.
Yeah, here. The residential is slightly less. We copy and put it here. So this commercial number right here matches this one I'm showing. Residential, you can't compare residential pricing to fixed price to the commercial. It's a nickel, approximately a nickel less. Where are you at today? You're on the variable. The stock market, you only pay 3 pennies over that stock market price. 0.288, so you're 3 pennies over that for the gas cost, and then 8 cents for the interstate. So you're at approximately 41 pennies per therm under that on the variable rate.
So you're saying this is going up. I mean,
Their futures say it's going to go up over the next 3 years. That's why I came in. I was patient. I kept you on the variable rate. It played the gamble. Didn't stay there at the lower rate on the variable rate. You can have that too. And you can have this as well. And that 0.399, Steuben County, LaGrange County, they all signed it without hesitating. The market looked as of Friday afternoon, those numbers were still available at that 0.39, which is extremely low. You don't necessarily have to answer just a second. I believe the last time you did this, you talked about it afterwards, and then you can back it straight too.
Now that you lock this in, you're going to lock this in for how long? Well, we're recommending 3 years on this. That's an extremely low price. Everybody's gone for the 3 year on that. You don't have to do that. We could do it 1 year. We could do it 2 years. We could do it 6 months. We could do it just the winter months, January, February, March, April, through the tail, the way you like.
Three years is the most you can lock this price in.
If you want to go further, I can ask. I'm pretty sure that they might go out to five. That'd be a great savings. And we don't have to put up any of the money. We spend it all up front and store it, the gas.
Table until the next time. We'll talk it over, check some things out.
You bet.
That's fine with you.
Very good. No problem. Do you want me to wait to hear from you? Oh, by the way, my number's at the bottom. And my guy's name as well. If you'd like some more cards, I can give you some more cards.
I'll ask.
Yeah.
Are impossible.
How far out? As well.
I see. And when do we got to have this done? I mean, if the contract comes due, when? I see.
Well, the situation with something like this, when I'm showing the price this low, if, like today, if a hurricane or a storm, or most of the natural gas comes out of the Henry Hub in Louisiana. And with Katrina, natural gas went to $1.72 a therm. Last time it spiked was in 2014. Natural gas went up to $1 a therm approximately on the market just in January and February, because the entire United States used 50% of the natural gas that was stored in ground, underground. So it electricity went up as well. Thank you for having me today.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming in. Have a good day.
We still don't have the circuit court yet, do we?
He won't be here.
Okay.
Jim?
Thanks for having me, guys.
Good morning. Thank you. How are you doing today?
Good. After the journal came out, I guess 2 weeks ago, the topic of conversation kind of went to the insurance, the county insurance. And I saw you guys decided to stay where you were. Was it the cheapest?
Well, it was right in the ballpark. But what they were going to do, the other one, if we went, they were going to take the HSA away from the employees. And they were going to turn it into the auditors, all the way I understood.
They were still going to have a meeting.
They will have an HSA, but it wouldn't be, they wouldn't be putting it into the guy's account. It would go into the auditor's office, and the bill would be sent to the auditor.
So it would be Pulaski County's account.
Yes, and that's where the other one, savings, was coming from.
But the guys that work for the county would still have an HSA.
No, they would be not. There would be no money.
They would have had an account to pull out of if an emergency
what they
came
had
up.
Previously.
Who pays this into?
HSA, correct me if I'm wrong, Kevin, the HSA, the county puts that in every month to the employee, and that's what they pay out of.
Right.
It's like a...
And they can use that for any medical...
Sure. Medical, that's what they're supposed to.
So basically, what they would have had would have been the same thing, but it wasn't their account. It was the county. It came out of a separate account.
Yeah, well, see, and what would be...
Who would have got to keep that in the end then?
The county.
Is
the
that
employees
a
would
thing?
Not get it. So if the employee was getting like $1,200 a year,
is that a bad
they
thing
didn't
for the
use
county,
it,
I guess? For the county employees.
That's where this insurance company was going to save money.
Does it give the employees an incentive to stay with the county?
Well, they'd stay, but they'd just like they'd have an HSA, is the way I understood this. But the bills, instead of them sending it to, or sending, instead of the person writing a check, it would have been sent to the auditor. And the auditor would have to write the check to the hospital or radiologist and stuff like that.
All right. How much would this policy have saved, I guess, compared to the others?
Well, they said,
because the rumor out there is they're all over. I mean, guys are coming in from 200 to 350. Is it anything like that?
Are those numbers in the ballpark?
That's what they, yeah, that's what they said, but it depends on who, you know, how much they used it. You know, if you got a big bill.
No.
Well, not that's necessarily
because
amount,
you put so much in every.
Each of
I guess everyone's, and this is a small group, and more have called after, I don't know how people find out these things in a small community, that I was going to be up here. Boy, I guess I was like the Donald Trump Jr. of Pulaski County, wanting meetings on this and that. But there were a few things popped out. But this one, I'm going to say 100% of the people I talked to are taxpayers that voted you guys in to protect the taxpayers.
Right.
And in this case, we aren't so sure that's what's happening. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because $350,000, they still would have had a sort of a health savings that they could use as long as they're an employee of the county, which is what we want to keep them as anyway.
Right?
So if they leave, why should we give them an incentive, a bonus to leave, I guess?
Well, the other insurance dropped. What we previously had, the premium dropped. Just about what?
Well, that was one of the issues that came up. Another one came up that was evidently in the handbook, and I haven't had a real lot of time to check this out. A few things popped up, but part-time employees are not supposed to receive health insurance. Is that correct?
Yeah.
According to the handbook?
Yeah.
Well,
they don't.
I don't know. A guy called me and says there is one receiving health insurance.
Shouldn't be.
And maybe we're paying the tax on the health insurance also.
There's no part, not that I know of. I don't.
I'll do a little more checking before the next meeting and maybe get on the agenda and check on that. But again, this was just something that came up, and I guess that's all I had to tell.
The premium dropped. Actually, the premium dropped from the previous benefits insurance. It dropped. But what I understood is they was going to take the HSA and it would be up to the auditor to pay all the bills. The employee.
So it's going to create more work for the auditor.
That's exactly what we were saying. A lot more work. And then, you
didn't
know.
You guys talked to her about what she thought about it?
What we done, Jerry went around and talked to a lot of the employees. And
so the rumors that are pretty much correct.
That most of the employees was for it. You know, they were satisfied with what they had.
And that's fine, but
yeah. It
still goes back to you were elected to be fiscally responsible for
and
the taxpayer.
They did cut the premium. They cut the premium by, I don't know, what was it?
Well, I guess you answered my questions.
Yeah. They cut the premium down, and the employees were going to keep their HSA because, see, there was employees that
So you got a savings.
Right, we got a savings. A substantial.
So how much, and it still goes back to, how much difference was there in the two? And that's what they all want to know. Nobody's really sure. Was it $350,000?
It was right at $300,000 savings. Is what.
And you guys didn't think that was worth the.
No, no. I mean, the other insurance company cut theirs down.
To they come within
down
300.
So it would be just about equal.
So basically.
You know, their premium before, he's cut his premium down. It was,
around $300,000.
It was around $300,000 less. They said they was going to save us $300,000. But the thing we thought of is they were going to take the HSA away from the employees. You got
not necessarily.
Well, they were never going. The employees would with the other company would never get none of their HSA. The only thing they were going to get was the bills would be sent to the auditor. The auditor had to pay them.
But the money was there if they needed it for an emergency through the other company.
I don't know if you understand how that works. At the end of the year, if they don't use that, they roll that, they keep that. We've got guys in the county that's got, well, I know one, says he's got about $14,000 in there. If he never uses it when he retires,
that's
good.
Have you thought about new employees changing that? Because I don't think you could ever change, and I don't agree with ever changing current employees. But as you hire new ones on, maybe going to a type of deal where the county keeps it, since it is putting it in and it is Pulaski County.
Yeah, but I don't know. Is that fair to the new employee or the old employees or the new employees?
I'd say it's more fair. It's fair to everybody because they know what they're starting with, and the old employees were hired on with this.
Yeah.
I think it's the most fair. I don't know. So basically, you're saying we paid the exact same with Bennett now as the new policy was going to be. It wasn't any more expensive.
No. Actually, his policy was cheaper this year than what it has been.
I'm talking comparing the other policy to this policy.
Which company are you talking
about? I don't know. I don't know any other. They didn't. This is all rumors, and they said it was $350,000, they thought. I heard $250,000 to $458,000, I guess, from different people that come in. And you start talking. I'm curious about, and they told me to ask,
okay,
is what the difference is from the company that quoted to what we're paying with Bennett now.
There is no difference with Bennett.
It's the exact same.
They cut their price down to what it would be.
So basically, this other company
did. And the employees got to keep their HSA.
So it was a win-win.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what I was curious about.
Yeah, and Kevin, he's read part of that. That's more the way I understood it, isn't that right? Or?
Yes.
So the amount of money going out of the county to Bennett is going to be the exact same as it would have been going to this insurance.
Right.
Okay.
The thing that I guess I thought of, and Jerry and I talked about it right after one of those insurance people when they was in here that day, if they take the HSA away, the guys that never use it, don't get that $1,200 a year. So if they retired at the end of 20 years.
Indirectly, that's taxpayer money.
Right.
So it would be kind of an incentive to keep the employee here and not leave. If he can take that with him, why does he stay?
Well, I had several of them that contacted me that said, boy, they didn't want him to take that away because that,
But if it's apples to apples,
it's
kind of
a benefit for them. I don't know why they started that years ago, but I remember when I was at the highway, they had that where they put your money in the HSA. You wrote
put
check
our money in the HSA.
Right.
Right. If it's their money, it's one thing.
Well, so they raised the deductible. That's how they started this. They raised the deductible like 60.
Right. And I understand that. And that saves everybody. But it gets back to where this money comes from.
Right.
And where it should stay. And that's one of the issues I guess I had.
Well, the premium dropped from Bennett's. It dropped from what it was previously. So, I mean, it matches whatever the other was.
Okay. And that's what I can tell them. But you know how rumors are, and that's why the best way is to come up here.
If they don't see it in black and white, they don't.
Well,
I know.
All right. Hey, thank you, guys.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Have a good day.
Jeff?
I just wanted to go over you guys. I know both of you were at the council meeting where I had the, and I know you guys want to see those, the transfers. So if you got any questions on those, I'll let you know about them.
I don't have
them. All right. Then I still haven't heard on the federal inmates. Supposedly by the end of the week, we may have some. So, we're just waiting on them to sign their side of the contract. I went over that at the meeting too, so. All right.
That's fine.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Thank you. All right, we got next to be the IT appointment. I guess, the IT appointment you wanted.
Go ahead.
I guess we went through the application stuff and we've come up with Matt Volts. I guess I make a motion that we hire Matt Volts as a new IT director.
I'll second that motion. And Willie DeGroote helped us pick out RB's replacement.
And he said he would help him any way he could. I got a motion and a second to hire Matt Volts as new IT director. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Tim McDaniels couldn't be here today, but he sent us a letter that Ron Slater of Francisville would be interested or is interested in going on the airport board. I'll make a motion that we put Ron Slater on the airport board, or the aviation board.
Second.
I got a motion second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Now, we do not have anybody for the Star City Sewer Board.
I'm in there.
You're in that? Have you got it?
There's, no, I was on it once. I did my part.
Have you got anybody down there? We need somebody to put on there if you got an idea.
I don't know anybody, but I will do a little ask and I'll call you back.
We need somebody if somebody's interested. Jim, we tried to get Joe last night, but he won't do it. So, if you can help us out, Jim, think of anybody. We got a. Okay, we got the Deborah O'Neill from Cook County is interested in buying the lots up there at Monterey. What do we need to do? She wants to buy them lots that haven't been paid on in years. We need to advertise that first.
You just need to count. You and the council need to approve the purchase. You can do an auction if you want. You think it's going to pay more than that, but nobody's going to. So. Just pick a price. You just want to pay the back taxes, or
that's what do you think? That the back taxes cover that? That's what you need to pay.
Seems fair. Nobody else wants them.
Well, I think
they bought the certificates a long time ago if they wanted it.
Doesn't what do you think? There. You need to advertise it.
And figure out
what the council
owed on each one of those parcels. That's the problem. So it's a matter of sitting down and figuring out. So if you can't waive back taxes, you don't have any authority to waive the taxes. They got to pay them. But.
So we need the council's approval to do this, too.
Yeah. Anytime you sell land, it's owned by the county, which this has become the county's property by default over the years.
We received a letter from Jim Thompson on the Planning Commission. We'll just take that into advisement for now. I think we had one from Gene. Don't you have a paper that we need to sign? Do you want to bring that up here? This is for the.
That's the Chubb, the inmate, to make it retroactive to the June 21st date. It had bound coverage, but this was just, it was about a week difference, and it just makes everything to renew automatically again. And there's no additional paperwork that I'm aware of, and no expense change. It just keeps everything the same the way it was.
Put this in motion to sign that. Go ahead. I'll make a motion to sign this for insurance.
I'll second.
I got a motion to second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
And that's just stating that you're not aware that there's any claims against it from that June 21st to the 27th date.
You want us to current date on this?
Current date's fine.
Not that we're aware of.
Exactly, that you're aware of. And that's what it says, aware of. Let's go on then.
All right, thanks. Next, we've got conference requests. Christy Hoff has got a request. Northern Indiana District Clerk's Conference at Muncie. Jeff had one. What do you do with Jeff's request? All right, Jeff Johnson got a request to go to the 2017 EMAI conference in Indianapolis in October.
I'll make a motion to approve both requests.
And I'll second that. I've got a motion to second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Do we have any public comment? We're at the end of the agenda. Next meeting will be Monday, August 7th at 6 p.m. I'll make a motion we sign and approve Commissioner's minutes from July the 3rd.
I'll second.
You got a motion to second. All signify by saying aye.
I'll make a motion to approve the payroll claims.
I got a motion to approve the sign up and approve the payroll and claims. I got a second motion and a second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. There's no other business. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
A motion to second to adjourn. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Tuesday. Christy, thank you.